We're discussing the state of Wisconsin's gray wolf population and the upcoming fall hunt here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Farmers and some residents in the northern part of our state have stressed that wolves kill pets and livestock, and hunting is a means to control them. Conservationists say that the population is still too small and there isn't reliable data on the actual number of wolves in our state. Did you participate in February's hunt? Are you in the lottery for the fall harvest? What is your take on the issue? Join in 800-642-1234. Danny Kading is a WPR reporter based in Superior and is with us for about 11 more minutes. Danny, can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you, Kate. Can you hear me okay?
We're still having some difficulties here on the air with that background noise. So I think, Danny, what we're going to have to do is call you on your phone line. But let's take a call now. Bob is joining us from Appleton. Hi, Bob. What can you say about wolf hunting?
I just listened to public radio for multiple years. You do such a great job. And I'm very disappointed this morning, by the way, you painted the picture of the title that it's hunters against conservationists. Without the hunting community in the state of Wisconsin and throughout the United States, we would not have all the nonprofit organizations that build the habitat, protect our water, our wetlands that are basically non-existent, our grasslands that are non-existent, that provide all the habitat for pheasants, turkey, deer, and everything else. The reason we're conservationists as hunters is because we haven't been able to build an elk population in the state of Wisconsin for well over 20 years. So we had to bring more elk into the state of Wisconsin recently that you've covered, and to put more calves on the ground to give a better chance to survive the wolves and bears that are harvesting them as predators. Mm. I mean, the animals are not living in Yellowstone National Park in harmony and peace like most people believe. They eat each other. That's a God-given fact. Go to any YouTube channel, you will see a pack of wolves dismembering a calf.
So, Bob, I just want to stop you there and ask, are you a wolf hunter? Did you get a permit?
Dan, I am. As a hunter, we are conservationists. I'm glad that we have grizzly bears on the land. I'm glad we have wolves in the state of Wisconsin. But instead of painting a picture of the far left and the far right, let's cover the 85% of the people in the middle that have some common sense.
Bob, thank you. And I want Danny here to respond that, you know, Bob's saying hunters are being painted in a really bad light, and this has become a really dug-in political issue, Danny.
Well, I think everyone would agree that it's a really political issue now, and there's a lot of emotions on both sides regarding how this population should be managed. And, you know, hunters feel very strongly that they should be, or that they have rights to manage this population, to hunt wolves. You know, there is a state law that mandates a wolf hunt in Wisconsin. And, you know, on the other side, animal protection groups, wildlife advocacy groups, tribes, you know, they all have concerns about how the state is going about managing the wolf population. And there's just a lot of disagreement over what's the right approach about how we should be managing the population and how the wolf hunt plays into that.
And a number of animal rights groups are suing the DNR to stop the wolf hunt. Can you tell us about this latest suit in Dane County Circuit Court?
Yeah, so this suit was filed by groups like Animal Wellness Action, Friends of the Wisconsin Wolf and Wildlife, and Project Coyote, and they want to overturn that state law that requires a wolf hunting season when the animal isn't listed as a federal endangered species. They want a judge to reverse that 300 wolf quota that was recently set by the Natural Resources Board for the upcoming November hunt, and they want to prevent the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources from issuing license for the fall wolf season. And that they're basically arguing that the state's law mandating wolf hunts, it conflicts with the public trust doctrine in their mind, and they think it's unconstitutional. And they say that it strips the DNR of their ability to manage the population based on science.
Is there any history of this type of litigation?
Well, we've seen a lot of litigation related to wolves
sure.
in last year, in particular. You know, there was also a lawsuit filed earlier this year when the animal was delisted by wildlife and environmental groups. There's a separate lawsuit that was brought by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call against the Natural Resources Board, Fred Prain, who has come under fire for his tenure on the board. You know, he's seated on the board past the expiration of his term. So there's a lot of lawsuits that are ongoing right now related to the wolf population.
Let's bring in another call now. Patrick joining us from Rice Lake. Hi, Patrick. What is on your mind? What's your perspective?
Hi, thanks. Thanks for taking my call. I have a little different take on this from your prior caller. I'm a hunter, and I consider myself a conservationist. I do not believe that every hunter is a conservationist. I believe that what occurred in February of 2021 was frankly unbridled killing. This was set in place by Hunter Nation, not good scientific information or data, and that's my feeling about it. Many hunters are conservationists. That's clear through our history in the United States, but not every hunter is. And with the last name that I carry as Wolf, I guess I have more of an affinity to those animals that are part of our landscape.
Patrick, thank you so much. Danny, you know, Patrick brings up Hunter Nation. Can you explain, you know, what is happening there?
Yeah, so Kansas-based Hunter Nation obviously brought the lawsuit in February to force a wolf hunt during the winter season, because there was a lot of fear that with the wolf delisted and the Biden administration coming in, that they would potentially restore protections for the wolf and there would not be another opportunity to hunt wolves this fall. A Jefferson County judge ended up ruling in favor of Hunter Nation, ordered the DNR to immediately hold a hunt, and they did. And unfortunately, what we saw in February was that, you know, 218 wolves were killed in less than 72 hours, going way past the state licensed hunter quota of 119 wolves. But there's a lot of debate over that from hunters. You know, they say that, you know, they only went over the quota by a little bit, but that's something, you know, because they see that the overall quota was 200 wolves. But that conflicts with the arrangement between the state and tribes over, you know, who gets how many animals regarding the hunt, because tribes have rights to manage the population as well under their federal treaty rights. And so there's just a lot of strong feelings over how that hunt took place. And, you know, there's been a lot of disagreement over, you know, just exactly how many wolves were over harvested.
We're talking with Danielle Kading, WPR reporter in Superior, talking about the wolf hunt quota, the litigation, the contentious questions around how to best manage our state's wolf population. With your insights, perspective as well, 800-642-1234. Danny, you mentioned the tribal nations and licensed hunters. They split the quota with the state's Ojibwe tribes. What are tribal leaders saying about this fall hunt?
Well, the tribes say that the Natural Resources Board clearly doesn't care about managing the population based on science. They say there's a lack of respect for tribes. You know, they've argued that if tribal hunters went over the quota like state licensed hunters did, that there would be an uproar and they'd be accused of harming the population. So they feel that the Natural Resources Board and the Department of Natural Resources are incapable of sound management of the population. And they've pointed to the February hunt as evidence of that. And they've asked the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to restore protections for the wolf, but it doesn't look like that's going to be happening. The Biden administration appears to be backing the Trump administration's decision to delist the wolf for now.
The chairman of the Lac des Flambeaux Ojibwe Nation, John Johnson, told the Green Bay Press Gazette recently that wolves have a right to survive, that we're intruding on their territory, not the other way around. And in Johnson's words, I hear this disconnect between the values of tribal nations and the Wisconsin DNR. Can you kind of help us acknowledge the bond of gray wolves and how they play an important role in Ojibwe culture?
Yeah, well, you know, Ojibwe tribes in Wisconsin view the wolf or Myangan as a brother, you know, so for them, harvesting the wolf is just, not even an option. It's unacceptable. And so, you know, as John Johnson said, you know, they hold a lot of value and they want to protect the wolf population in Wisconsin. You know, hunting of wolves is not allowed on reservations. And, you know, they've been looking at things like buffer zones to try and protect wolves in their areas to prevent any hunting around their reservations.
Let's go to Becky now in Beloit. Hi, Becky.
Hi. Well, two things. I live in Beloit, and I've never seen a town this far south.
Oh, Becky, you're breaking up a bit. I think you've said you have never seen a wolf this far south in Wisconsin. Is that right? I think
she's for baiting.
Okay, Becky, yeah, you're fading in and out here. But I think the question from Becky, Danny, is that Becky hasn't seen a wolf in her area and is a question around baiting. Becky asks, is baiting legal?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not sure I can answer her question, but, you know, as far as the population goes and where we're seeing wolves and not seeing them, mm-hmm. you know, the wolf population has grown from just 25 wolves in 1980 to, I think, the last population estimate, pre-hunt population estimate from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources was somewhere around 1,100 wolves, and there could be as many as 1,400 wolves in Wisconsin, according to their estimates. And generally, you know, wolf range is more focused up north and in the central part of the state and, you know, around areas that are highly populated, we see fewer wolves. But, you know, their range has grown over the years, and that has caused at times increasing conflicts with the wolf.
There's also been conflicts and controversy over the estimates of the population, how large the population is. How reliable is the data?
Well, I think that the DNR biologists and wildlife managers would argue that they're using sound models to come up with their data. But there has been a lot of debate over the models that they're using to rely on forming these population estimates. You know, one thing that hunters have argued is that the DNR is not capturing an accurate picture of the wolf population. You know, some hunters I've spoken with have said that, you know, we're looking on public lands mostly and not private lands. And, you know, are we getting a good picture of the number of wolves that are located on private property? So yeah, there is some debate over the modeling that's used, but I think that these models that the DNR are relying on have been widely used elsewhere.
Let's bring in Lisa now in Toma. Lisa, hi.
Yes. I am a hunter. I mean, I hunt deer, but I disagree strongly with the wolf hunt. I think one of the things we can do as conservationists is to get the tags for the wolves and then not use them. I think that would take care of the problem because they're breaking up family units. I mean, these are not lone animals.
So Lisa's saying that this hunt disrupts those family units, Danny.
Well, we are seeing disruption of packs and also pup reproduction pup production as a result of the February hunt. You know, there's been concern that as many as, I think, 100 wolf packs lost pups as a result from the February hunt. You know, there have been studies that have come out that said hunters and poachers may have killed a third of Wisconsin's wolf population. So, I'm sorry, I forgot the question again, Kate.
No, that's okay. And we only have a few seconds here as we wrap up. I'm just wondering what you're watching for out of the policy setting board for the DNR, because that too has been a real political hotbed.
Well, the Natural Resources Board has a meeting coming up this month, and I believe they're going to be discussing some proposed changes to hunting regulations. You know, the DNR has suggested possibly ending night hunting of wolves and shortening the registration window after harvesting wolves and issuing zone-specific tags. You know, issuing zone-specific tags wouldn't happen for the fall hunt, but it's possible that the board could approve could end night hunting of wolves and shorten that registration window. So those are potential changes that might be coming up at the next board meeting, but that depends on what the board decides.
Danny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a Wisconsin Public Radio based in Superior. Coming up, we continue our series on immigration and learn about new support systems set up to serve undocumented students. Are you a DACA recipient in college this fall? What are the struggles and challenges? 800-642-1234. News update is next on the Ideas Network.